Republicans are on a roll right now, and I'll tell you what, I'm always happy when conservatives are doing well, but at the same time, I do get a little bit skeptical because sometimes when you win a lot, you get complacent and then you lose later. Right now, it feels like the momentum with Donald Trump is stronger than ever, so I'm hopeful that doesn't happen, and I'll tell you what is a very good sign of you winning. It is when your enemies basically openly say they want to be more like you. The paid operatives over from Pod Save America were on MSNBC talking about how conservatives have essentially figured it out with the media now. And some of what they were saying was true and some of it was false. Check it out.
What is it that breaks through all of this, you know what, that is happening? Where and to that voter that I told you guys about, who likes Trump, but is going to probably not benefit at all from his policies.
I think the hardest part of getting to that voter is not what we say, but reaching that voter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think part of it is volume. If you look at Donald Trump's inaugural day, he did three inauguration speeches. The real one, the overflow, the rally at night, then a press conference, right?
It was a reality show.
Game. Yeah. And when you are playing a volume game, you need rep after rep after rep to make sure it gets clipped on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it gets shared on X. And the algorithms are killing us right now. Like Elon Musk is skewing everything towards the Republican Party. So we need to try even harder.
No, not the biased algorithm, please. Dude, it's something conservatives have been dealing with for literally decades at this point for every platform except, of course, X now. So it's really funny to see how the left, essentially they complain about everything that they've been doing to conservatives for decades. They're just now complaining, for instance, about billionaires being involved in the Republican Party and how Elon Musk came and stole the election because he donated all this money to a PAC that supported Donald Trump. And it's like, guys, have you heard of George Soros? Have you heard of all of these billionaires that have funded Democrats for literally years and years and years at this point? Everyone knows that the majority of billionaires vote for Democrat. They donate to Democrat. So it's so laughable when suddenly they have issues with things that they were taking advantage of this whole time. And the algorithm, of course, is the most ridiculous example of that because it is more even than it's ever been today, but the algorithm is still stacked against conservatives, and only because it's one inch less biased than it was before, they're complaining. But I will say this is what they're right about. They're right that Donald Trump has figured out the media game. He's done very, very well. And also, we have X now that Elon Musk bought, of course, and other social media sites have essentially been forced to be more objective. We're hearing this from Zuckerberg and Facebook. We'll see if it happens. But I'm optimistic because if they're not more objective, they will go out of business because there are competitors like X that will steal all of the conservative voices that are doing well right now. So basically, they are whining about this because they have to play on an even playing field now, which it's not even still. It really isn't. But the fact that it's just a little bit more, that's enough to make them angry. And to look at the power structures in media in a way that they didn't. So even though that the bias is still totally stacked against conservatives, if you look at the algorithms, it's absolutely a fact. What conservatives have that the leftists don't have right now, their media oligarchs, are the people. The viewers are actually watching conservative things. They don't want to watch CNN anymore. It's not interesting. It's not fun. Unless they're whining. If it's election night, go watch CNN. It's entertaining. But if it's just your normal news, you don't want to watch that. You would rather go watch what everyone else is watching, Donald Trump's videos and other conservative political commentators like myself. And so for a leftist like the people on Pod Save America, that is really hard to watch when they have been so used to a media oligopoly.
Hey guys, I'm Josh's wife, Jaylee Carr, and as a woman in finance, I'm passionate about helping people secure a positive financial future. That's why I'm excited to talk about a partner of this show, Money and Clarity, specialists in helping women plan for a secure, rewarding retirement. Ladies, your needs, especially your financial needs, are different from men's. That's why Money and Clarity developed their Empower financial system to help women plan for the retirement they not only want, but that they deserve. The Empower system was specifically designed to take women's unique needs into account, from the fact that women live 6 years longer than men to the fact that women value money at a deeper, more emotional level. So quit settling for cookie-cutter financial plans or leaving your financial future to chance. If you're looking for a financial advisor that really understands women's needs, I suggest you go to moneyandclarity.com/Josh Carr to learn more. That's moneyandclarity.com/Josh Carr.
The mainstream media will not outlast the Trump presidency, guys. They are struggling so hard right now, and it's simply because they're just a wing, basically, of the failing Democrat Party. And just like the Democrats The media is completely out of touch. So I want to give you the numbers for the layoffs that are happening right now at all of the leftist organizations. But first, I have to show you this clip. It's of Eric Swalwell, who's one of the worst congressmen in America. He was asked who the thought leaders are on the left, and I thought his answer was pretty hilarious. Watch this.
Who is the elder statesman that can help push and cajole and influence the Democratic Party to find a more solid ground?
I think one of our best thought leaders is Mark Cuban. I think he's...
Mark Cuban, really?
Mark Cuban, yeah. He's very influential. Really? Has a lot of relationships with my colleagues and myself. He has business experience, but I think he's also not lost touch of like what regular people care about. And I thought he was an effective surrogate for Kamala being out there on the trail. But I go to Mark on a lot of stuff. And I think he... understands where most people are.
That was a genuine shock. Mark Cuban? That's what he says. Yes, Mark Cuban apparently would be perfect considering he got kicked off of the surrogate list for Kamala Harris, who was a garbage candidate. So if you're not good enough for Kamala Harris, I don't know what you're good enough for. Why would Eric Swalwell say that? This just shows how out of touch they are. If those are the media personality, I mean, you look at people on the right for a second. Let's juxtapose this for a moment, right? If you're talking to Donald Trump and you say, yeah, who are your good media people who are going to spread your message? He's going to say Charlie Kirk, The Daily Wire, Benny Johnson, maybe Tucker Carlson. Those are some people who are entertaining and they have real influence. And Eric Swalwell instead chooses again Mark Cuban, who was not even good enough for Kamala Harris. That just shows how out of touch they are. So let me name the leftist media outlets and how many employees they're laying off right now, just to give you the scope of what's happening with leftist media right now. 4% layoff from the Washington Post, 8% from the Associated Press. CNN is laying off 6%, or about 210 people, and NBC is expected to lay off just a few dozen people. Guess who didn't get layoffs, though, guys? Right-wing podcasters, the New York Post, the Daily Wire, Fox News. No announcements about that. So what we're seeing right now is a total reshift of media, and it is so freaking awesome. It's so awesome, and it's been a long time coming. And as someone who works in media, all I can say to you guys is thank you. Thank you. This is an effort of patriots. And basically what they're finally saying is, you know, I'm just not really looking forward to watching the propaganda on CNN tonight. That's just not what I want to do. Instead, they're tuning into people who actually are honest about their biases. It doesn't mean they're objective journalists. They just actually say what they believe, and they say what they believe is true. This tax season, I'm partnering with Quick Tax America, which does all federal returns for only $69, no matter how complicated your taxes are. And they hate the IRS as much as you do, so they're going to get you your best return. What's more, guys, they do all the work. You simply upload your files, answer a few questions, and you schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do the rest. Don't partner with woke companies that are gonna charge you hundreds of dollars and make you do all the work. I've been there. I'm sure you've all been there, where you spend 4 hours on a website that will not be named. That's very popular out there. That's a very woke company. And they say it's free, and it's $150, and you spent 4 hours. Instead, you guys should partner with Quick Tax America that has one transparent price. It's $69 for a federal return. And again, they're going to do all the work for you. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get your tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.